The Missouri River, the Wild Missouri, the Big Muddy. It's the longest river in North America and was a main artery in the Great Plains for Native Americans and early traders and trappers. And of course, it continues to influence our region in so many ways. It's like they say, whiskey's for drinking, water's for fighting over. Starting at the Three Forks west of Bozeman, Montana, with the confluence of the Madison, Jefferson, and Gallatin rivers, the Missouri heads northward towards Great Falls. From there, it takes a right turn, heading eastward to Williston before gradually heading southward through Bismarck Mandan on its way to the Mississippi at St. Louis. It's a very different river today, with the main stem dam starting with Fort Peck, Garrison, Owyhee, Big Bend, Fort Randall, and finally Gavin's Point north of Sioux City. But if you're looking for a stretch of the river that can give you a sense of what the river looked like before construction of the dams, check out the stretch downstream from Garrison Dam to about Bismarck. It's a popular canoeing route, partially because of this. There are a couple other rather natural stretches of the river, such as the 149-mile stretch, designated a National Wild and Scenic River, from Fort Benton, Montana, downstream to the Charles M. Russell National Wildlife Refuge. Further downstream in South Dakota, there is a stretch that is free-flowing for about 100 miles between Gavin's Point Dam near Yankton, South Dakota, and Ponca State Park, not far upstream from Sioux City. But wherever you go along the Missouri River in our region, there's something to see and do that may help us better understand and appreciate the geology, ecology, and history of this significant river. A list of those places would include Fort Union Trading Post National Historic Site, the Missouri Yellowstone Confluence Interpretive Center, the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center in Fort Mandan, Double Ditch Indian Village, and Onaslant and Huff Indian Villages. Plus, several state parks are located along the river, such as Lewis and Clark State Park, Lake Sakakawea, Fort Stevenson, and Cross Ranch State Park. So consider making a concerted effort to become more familiar with the Big Muddy in 2018. There's lots to see and do to help you better understand the significance of the Big Muddy. Just don't get in a fight over it. I'm Chuck Lara.